Today's shiur will be on the topic of Bayram by Matzeh and various aspects of Taruvos Chametz. The very opening Mishnah, Maseches Psachim, discusses the need for Bedikas Chametz, and it's somewhat unclear from the Gemara why is it that Bedika is in fact necessary. The Gemara does write a little bit later on Daf Dalam Abayz that Midaraisa Bittul Ba'al Masagi, Bittul is sufficient in order to avoid Bayram by Matzeh. So if that is true, why is there any need for Bedika itself? And here you find three different possibilities in the Rishonim. Tosus writes in Daf Bein Samad Aleph that it is a siyag atu achila, that we're concerned that shema yavol achla. After all, Tosus prints out, the person is accustomed to eating chametz all year long, and therefore lo bedila inishmine. And as such, if a person just merely will engage in bittul, but the chametz is present, we're concerned with the possibility of achila, and therefore it is necessary to perform bedikas chametz as well. If you look at the Ran, and Daf Aleph, and Aleph, and Daf Bein Harif, the Ran writes, the concern is a person will not be mevatel the chametz b'lev shalem. True, he'll engage in bittul, but if a person doesn't earnestly determine that he is ridding his house of chametz, in such a case there are times that the bittul will be insufficient, and again, a person will violate bayira and bay matzeh. And therefore the Torah insists not only on bittul, but rather we're obligated in bedika as well. And if you look in the Rimi Lunil, here in the Sugya and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Ri writes that no, a person was mevatel his chametz properly, but you know what? Perhaps in the course of Pesach, he will chance upon chametz and shema yimolech mi bitulo, and now he'll have a change of mind, a change of heart, and now he'll desire that chametz. So in such a case, now he will violate bayram by matzeh, and therefore we insist on a bedikas chametz as well. No doubt, the chiddush that if a person is mevatel the chametz, merely a shift in mindset can cancel, can negate the act of bittul. This relates to the Gemara's machlokas a little bit later, exactly how it is that bittul works. Is it tashbisu? Is it midine hefker? But that's the chiddush of the Ri, meilunil. So three possibilities as to why bidika is necessary. Siyag oto achila, tosa sushita. The shita of the Ran, were concerned that the bittul was never done mi'ikara properly. The chiddush of the Ri, meilunil, didn't know it was done appropriately at that time, but a person has a shift in mind, and therefore now he will violate Balyra and Balyimatse. If you look at that Ran, on Aleph and Aleph and Dapi Harif, the Ran goes a step further. The Ran cites the Chiddush of Tosus, that the reason for Bdikas Chametz is a Siyag Ato Achila, that we certainly understand. That's why Midrabanan, one is obligated to engage in Bdika. But then the Ran writes as follows, that perhaps this is for the very same concern of Shema Yavli De Achila, that the Torah forbids Chametz and creates the Isurim of Bayira and Bayimatse. That's the additional line that the Ran writes that you don't find in Tosus. Tosus is just addressing the need for Bedikas Chametz, which is Drabanan. The Ran questions, why is there an Isser of Bayira and Bayimatse? You don't always have an Isser of owning that which is Asr Bahana. So the Ran writes exactly that point, that a person is so accustomed to eating Chametz day in and day out, that if you don't go ahead and rid the house of chametz, if there wasn't an isra by your own by matzeh, we're concerned that shem yavli de achila. No doubt this is a great chiddush. When you're discussing bedikas chametz and level of drabanan, bedika, yes, is a siyag ato achila. That is the chiddush of tosus asita shem yavo. But by your own by matzeh, those themselves are isurei daraisa. And therefore a chiddush that even these Yisuri Daraisa, Bayram Bay Matzeh, that itself is a siyag atu achila. Even though generally speaking, we often think of a siyag as being a din drabanan, as the Mishnah tells us in Avos, that one of the roles of the Chacham is to make a siyag l'Torah, but yet, sometimes you find that which is a siyag, even on a level of Daraisa. If you look in Rav Yosef Engel, Sefer Lekach Tov, Simen Ches, Rav Yosef Engel writes 15 cases that you find of a siyag daraisa. He begins with bayram bay matzeh. This chiddush of the Ran, the entire iser of bayram bay matzeh is driven by a concern of the Torah that shem yavli day achila. Achila in iser kares, the Torah itself will create precautionary lavim in order to see to it that you avoid the iser of achilas chametz. The Rambam is not explicit, but if you look in the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, the Rambam writes, if a person is maniach chametz beveso, if a person possesses chametz, he violates the Isurim of Bayram by Matzeh, and then the Rambam adds the phrase, afal pi shelo ochlo. even if you don't end up eating the chametz. Of course, even if you don't end up eating the chametz, there's an yisur of Bayram Beimatzeh. Just Poshav Shatam, Ashmos, the Diuk and the Rambam apparently is similar to the Ran, that what is driving the entire Isser is a Siyog, Oto Achila. So yes, the Rambam has to emphasize that you're going to violate the Isser of Bayram Beimatzeh categorically, even if you don't end up eating. But clearly the Rambam Shita, as we'll see, has the Isser of Bayram Beimatzeh and Isser Achila clearly are in fact related, and that's why the Rambam has to go out of his way and tell us that you're going to violate the Isser although you did not actually consume the chametz itself. But this explicitly is the shita of the Ran, and perhaps this is a diuk in the Rambam shita as well. This diuk in the Rambam is supported by the following. Of course, the person violates this Rabbayon by Matzeh when it comes to chametz gomur, when it comes to chametz ve'en. But what about when it comes to cases of taruvos chametz? Is there an iser of balyira and bayimatzeh? And that's the Mishnah and Psachim and Daf Membeis ve'elu ovrim. What exactly does ve'elu ovrim mean? With these substances, with these items, ovrim. Rashi writes ovrim means love or love babayiram bayimatzeh. That those mentioned cases in the Mishnah, with those you will vayit iser of balyira and bayimatzeh. And that includes even taruvos chametz as well. In other words, that Rashi Shita, there's an Isserav Bayram Bayimatzeh not only on chametz gamur, but even on taruvos chametz as well. And Tosus disagrees. Tosus Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that's not true. On chametz gamur, yes, you will violate the Isserav Bayram Bayimatzeh, but not when it comes to a case of taruvos chametz. According to Rashi, yes. According to the view of Rabbeinu Tam, no. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, of chametz matzah, the Rambam writes as well that you will violate Bayram Bayimatzeh for taruvos chametz. The Magid Mishnah raises the following issue: when is that true? When do you violate this Bayram Bayimatzeh regarding cases of taruvos chametz? Because one could envision different proportions of taruvos. Sometimes you can have a taruvos chametz which is a kazayis betoch kedei achilas pras, where it's possible within the achilas pras to consume a kazayis chametz, and sometimes the chametz can be so sparse that that is not the case at all. It is not at all a kazayis toch kedei achilas pras. So that's the question Magid Mishnah raises when the Rambam writes you'll violate by Rambam matz even for taruvos chametz. What type of taruvos chametz in fact are we discussing? And Magid Mishnah writes that according to the Rambam Shita, it is limited to kazayis betoch kedei achilas pras. What is so special about kazayis toh kedei achilas pras? Perhaps one could argue as follows, that if it's a kazayis toh kedei achilas pras, what does that mean? That within the window of achila, a person can consume a kazayis of chametz. And therefore, according to Magid Mishnah, if what is driving the Isser of Bayram Beimatzeh is the potential of achila, then whether it is a kazayis toh kedei achilas pras or whether it is not, that's considered to be critical. In other words, according to Magid Mishnah, I can own a kazayis of chametz, but if it's not a kazayis toh kedei achilas pras, a person, for example, has a taruvos chametz, a person has pounds and pounds and pounds of a candy bar, and there's mixed in a kernel of chametz in each and every bite. In such a case, it's not going to be a kazayis toh kedei achilas pras. You'll argue, do you own a kazayis? Absolutely. Is it possible to consume a kazayis a chametz toh kedei achilas pras? It is not. Magid Mishnah writes, in such a case, according to Rambam Shita, one would not violate this rav by Rambam Matzeh. That position of Magid Mishnah seems to support that by Rambam Matzeh is a siyag oto achila. If you will not have the full-blown isra achila as such, so therefore there's no isra of Bayiran Bayimatzeh. Perhaps this is also the basis of the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam maintained that you violate Bayiran Bayimatzeh for chametz gamur, but not for chametz which is bitaruvos. Why should that make a difference? After all, are you allowed to eat taruvos chametz? Certainly not. So therefore, if Bayiran Bayimatzeh is aser, why should it matter at all whether it is a kazayis which is be'en, or whether it's a taruvos? I understand the Rambam's distinction according to Magid Mishnah. Is it a kazayif toh kedei achilas pras, or is it not? But why should you assume there's a difference in chametz be'en as opposed to chametz which is bitaruvos? Perhaps one could suggest that the Shita Rabbeinu Tam is exactly that point, that Bayiran Bayimatzeh is a siyag atu achila, atu achila, but with one caveat. It's a siyag atu achila Shiesh Bokaris. Does the Torah always create an Isser Siag? We argue as follows. Sometimes you can have such an Avera Chamura that the Torah will go ahead and create its own Siag. When it comes to an Isser Arayos, where there's an Isser of Miser or Kareis, you have a Siag. Avos Rabbi Nelson says, Lo Sikru Vulagalo Servasa. So therefore, when you have an Isser Kareis, then Rabbi Natan maintains, then you can have a Siag. If you have that which is aser simply b'toras lav, is it so obvious that there are two lavim that serve as a siyag for that which is merely in iser lav, but a lav shein bo kareis? Maybe that's exactly the chiddush then of Rabbeinu Tam, that the siyag d'arais of Balyaram b'Imatzi is only in a case where potentially there is in iser kareis. The iser kareis is in a case of chametz be'en, not necessarily in a case of teruvos chametz, and as such, maybe that's what is driving the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam agrees in principle that vayiram b'matzeh is an iser siyag, but a siyag atil achila sheyesh bo kareis. So that is the Rambam sheet, or the Ran sheet, perhaps that is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam as well. If you look in the Sefer Minchas Baruch, in Simen Mem, Minchas Baruch points out an interesting stira, apparently, in the Ran. When it comes to Taruvos Chametz, what is the sheet of the Ran? Do you violate by Rabbi Matzei? Do you not? So the Ran on that sugi and of Membeis writes that yes, you will violate by Rabbi Matzei for Taruvos Chametz, but the Ran is the most machmir, even if it is not a kazayis tol kedei achilas pras. You own a kazayis of chametz b'taruvos, you will violate this Rabbayim b'matzeh, even if the proportion is such that it's not going to be bali de achila. So that's the kasha that the Minchas Baruch raises. How does this fit with the Ran? And daf aleph and daf be'ariv. If what is driving the iser is a siyag oto achila, the Ran writes that you can have a case where there's an Isser of Bayram by Matzei, even though one cannot be Ba'li de Achila. Taruvos Chametz, as such, where it is not a Kazayis Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. So that's his Kasha against the Ran. He answers that one should not take this Ran, a Siog Daraisa, so literally, the Ran just means it in terms of Tam Meha Mitzvos, but not as a Hagdara Lehalocha. The Ran just comments that why does the Torah forbid by Ram by Matzah Yisiyaga to Achila, but it really doesn't mean la halacha that the Isra by Ram by Matzah only applies when it's Bali de Achila Vaharaya, the case of Teruvos Chametz, an instance when it is not a Kazayas Tol Kedei Achilas Pras. What a fascinating kasha that he raises. If you look in the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, the Dvar Shmuel writes on this daf and daf membeis that not necessarily. The Ran is explicit that on Chametz Nuksha, where there's no possibility of a full-blown Isra Achila, you're not going to violate by Rabbi Matzei. The Ran just mentions this Chiddush when it comes to Taruvos Chametz, because even if it's Taruvos Chametz, which is not Kzayis Toked Achilas Pras, you're right, in its current composition, it's not a Kzayis Toked Achilas Pras, you're right, but you know what? A person in principle could isolate. I'll unwrap all those candy bars, right, and I can isolate the chametz, which is kazayis, and make it into a kazayis, which is tol kedei achilas pras. If it will be chametz shenifsal, you would not violate bar mamatzeh according to the Ran, because then in principle, you can't even have such an iser. But if indeed you're dealing with just taruvos chametz, where one could envision that you could isolate the chametz, maybe one could argue it is indeed bali de achila, and as such, one can envision iser of bal yira in Bayimaz. That's what the Rav Shmuel suggests to Miyashev der Kashav Minchas Baruch. The Minchas Baruch raises a further kasha. What the Ran writes, the reason the Torah forbids Bayram Bayimatzi is a siyag atu achila, but the reason that the Torah forbids, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like Taima Dikra. No? That sounds like Taima Dikra. The why question. Why is it that the Torah forbids Chametz Bayram Bayimatzi? Why is that true? And the Minchas Baruch writes, Darshin and Taima Dekra, isn't this a machlokis between Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon, whether Darshinan or lo Darshin and Taima Dekra? And we assume la halacha against the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, we assume lo Darshin and Taima Dekra. In which case, how can you argue that that statement of the Ran, an Aleph, Med Aleph, and Daf Yeriv, should be taken la halacha? Good, this is the Tam, this is the Tam. But lo darshin and taima dekra. And therefore, one should not go ahead and limit or expand the scope of the halacha based on this chiddush of the Ran, maintaining that Bayram by Matzi is a siyag patu achim. How do you answer that kasha of Minchas Baruch, this issue of darshinan or lo darshinan time in Dekra? Here I would suggest the following. Even though it is true, there is a machlokas Rabin Rabbi Shimon, whether darshinan, lo darshinan time in Dekra, there are cases that everyone agrees. Darshinan time in Dekra, that's the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Tezva. There the Gemara raises the following stira within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells us the following, that the Torah, when it comes to a case of an almana, teaches us lo sachvo beged almana. Right? You can lend money to an almana, a mitzvah rabbah, but you cannot demand from the almana a collateral. Lo sachvo beged almana. Good? When does this apply? So Rabbi Yehuda maintains that almana bein shehi aniya, bein shehi ashira, ein memashkinin almana. This almana, regardless of her financial standing, wealthy, poor, the Torah says you cannot go ahead and take a mashkon. You cannot insist on a mashkon. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon maintains that darshinan time adakra. Why does the Torah say you can't insist on a mashkon from this almana? Isn't it because she's an almana? She has no livelihood. She's coming to you in need. It's inappropriate to insist on a mashkon for a person who is so needy. But let's assume it's an almana who is an ashira. She's coming to you in order to invest. This is a very wealthy almana. Rabbi Shimon maintains there's no iser of taking a mashkon. That's the chiddush of darshinan time dekra. In other words, not merely in the realm of limud haTorah, but one can limit the scope of the halacha based on the reason. The reason is because she's impoverished, and therefore the halacha of losachva begad almana is limited to an almana ani and not to an almana ashira. Rabbi disagrees. Ben shaniya, ben sheashira, in a mashkin enosa. The Gemara raises the following kasha. The Torah tells us that regarding a melech lo yar belonoshi, a melech should not have excessive wives. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisa, a melech can have many wives, ubovad shelo yehei mesiras eslibo. He should just make sure that the women are of such character that they're not going to cause him to distance himself from the Torah Hashem, and they'll enhance his avodah Hashem. Yisa, ubovad shelo yehei mesiras eslibo. So the Gemara says, isn't that exactly darshinan time adakra? The pasuk says lo yar b'nashim v'liyos levavo, and Rabbi Yehuda says if the reason doesn't apply, the halacha would not apply, and therefore if that is not our concern, yisa ubavad shlihi mesiras esliba. Astir in Rabbi Yehuda, what's the difference between osach v'beged amana as opposed to lo yar b'nashim? So the Gemara writes there's an obvious difference between the two. And that is, in Losach Bo'Begin Amana, the Tam is not Mufurish Bekra. The Torah doesn't say the reason. The Torah says Losach Bo'Begin Amana, period. What we assume, the reason is because of this, and therefore we can limit the halacha based on the reason. What reason? But the reason that we surmise is the time of Dekra. In the case of Melech, the Posuk says V'Yos Levavo. In other words, if the Tam is Mufurish Bekra, even Rabbi Yehuda admits that darshinan time dekra. That's quite an important statement of the Gemara of Metzia Kuf Tezvav, that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree darshinan time dekra whenever the tam is mufurish bekra. Right? That's applicable to many, many cases where the tam is mufurish bekra and darshinan time dekra. That's how the Rush begins. Siman Aleph in Hilchos Sefer Torah, where the Rush is bothered, why is it that we don't write Sifrei Torah Bizman Hazah, Mitzvah Daraisa, Kisvah Lachem HaSashira Hazos? Right? The Rush points out, because what do you mean? The Pasuk says, V'lamdas B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fihem. The purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to facilitate Limud HaTorah. And the Rush writes, in his time, they did not learn from Sifrei Torah, and therefore the focus of the Mishnah has shifted. The Rush would not consider that to be a Darshinan Tam Dekar, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tam is Mufurish Bekra. Many, many such examples where the Tam is Mufurish Bekra. Right, the Bach points out in the very beginning of Hilchos Sukkah that the Tam of the Mitzvah of Sukkah is Mufurish Bekra. And that's the Bach Tafrei Shchafei, where the Bach writes, that's why the Torah spends a whole simin on the timing of Sukkahs, and the significance of sukkahs, and why is it that you're sitting in the sukkah, and what the sukkah is supposed to represent. It's unusual, a siman in Shulchan Aruch, all devoted to what we would call tamei hamitzvos. So the Bach writes, don't be so surprised. The tam is mefurish b'kra, kivasukkah soshafti, l'man yedu doroseichem. Realize that that's an inherent part of the kiyum hamitzvah. This is not just limud ha-Torah. And the Bach points out that you find this in a couple of other places in Aruch Chaim. You find this when it comes to Hilchos Tzitzis. You find this when it comes to Hilchos Tefillin. Hilchos Tzitzis is Simen Ches. Hilchos Tefillin is Simen Chavei. In all three of those cases, the Mechaber stresses the reason for the mitzvah. The reason for Tzitzis, Laman Tizkur. And the reason for Tefillin, Nu, the Speshabish is Kriya Sator. Now, Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha, and the Tefillin is a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Bach writes in all these cases, Tzitzis, or Tefillin, or Sukkah, one should have all this in mind when you fulfill the mitzvah. Otherwise, the Bach writes, otherwise you're not Yotzei the mitzvah lechatchila. The Bikur Yaakov writes in Tafresh Chefei, it's Ma'akev B'di'evit. Ma'akev B'di'evit. The Bach writes lechatchila. Lechatchila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Where the Mishnah Berurah writes, realize when it comes to these types of mitzvahs, there are two tiers of kavana. There's mitzvah srichos kavana, but then there's the kavana of the tam ha-mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah stresses you have to have all both of those kavanas in mind. Mishnah Berurah writes that the tam ha-mitzvah srichos kavana is le'ikuva, and the tam of l'man tizkru, l'man yedu, that is a din. But the Bach writes that as well. The Rachlaner disagrees, and so that could be that which is le'ikuva. Interesting chiddush. Bir Halacha in Siman Samach. Bir Halacha writes this is especially relevant when it comes to mitzvah tzitzis, because sometimes a person puts on a talis on the fly. No, you're called up for an aliyah, right? All of a sudden, just put the yastel biachaz and you just put the talis. Sometimes without thinking. I'm sure writes we assume that mitzvah srichas kavano. Right, so kavanah is absolutely critical. And the Mishnah Berurah writes this pretty astounding chiddush, because if you don't have kavanah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis. And if not yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're wearing a beged of dalet kanfos, beli tzitzis, which is an iser. Mishnah Berurah writes, wow. It's not just, I'm not yotzei. I wasn't planning to be yotzei. I just got an aliyah. I'm just running up to say baruch. No. You're wearing a beged of dalet kanfos, beli tzitzis. Beli tzitzis. Fascinating chiddush, no? That mitzvah srichos kavanah is not just merely in terms of the mitzvah sagavra, but in terms of the hataras hacheftza, no? That you'll violate the iser of wearing a beged adal kanfos b'li tzitzis. That's the Mishnah Berurah writes in Bir Halacha in Siman Samech Hilchos Kriya Shma, the first tshuva of Shlomo Zalman. Mincha Shlomo, right, questions at length that chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha. But these are examples where the tam is mefurish b'kra. So let me ask you, Bal Yeron by Matzei, is the tam mefurish b'kra? This chiddush of the Ran, the reason for Bal Yeron by Matzei is isyog daraisa atu achila. Is that mefurish b'kra or is it not? So if you look in the Chsam Sofer, Yerim Sochim Dav Beizam and Aleph, he quotes the name of his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, mefurish b'kra. This is a chiddush you find in Abar Benel as well. Rabbanel writes this in the Pasuk of Bal Yeron by Matzei. So, or lo yimatzei b'maseichem. Why? The Pasuk says, continues, ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrus. The Pasuk says, so lo yimatzei b'vateichem. And then the Pasuk continues, ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrus. What does that mean? Rav Nosson Adler writes, that's exactly, the tam is mefurish b'kra. Meaning that this is not Darshin and Vikra. This is L'chuli Am, even according to Rabbi Huda. If the tam is, Torah is not just giving you two independent Yisurim, there is an Isser of Bal Yeron by Matzei, and there's an Isser Achila, the juxtaposition, there's an Isser of Bal Yeron by Matzei, because there's an Isser Achila. Because, Kol Ochal Chametz V'Nichrasa. That's exactly why that is true. That's the Chiddush that the Bar Benel writes. And that pasuk, perhaps lahalachit is considered to be a case where the tam is mefurish b'kra. I would go a step further and argue as follows. Even if you're not willing to interpret the pasuk that way, that the tam is mefurish b'kra, could one argue that, look, Rabbi Yehuda is dorish time d'kra when the tam is mefurish b'kra? Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe one could suggest a further chiddush, that Rabbi Yehuda is Doresh Taima Dekra whenever the Tam is Mufurish Bakra, right? I'll add, whenever the Tam is obvious. Whenever the Tam is obvious. If the Tam is compelling, then we're Doresh Taima Dekra. Where do you see that that's true? That Rabbi Yehuda is Doresh Taima Dekra when the Tam is Mufurish Bakra, that's a Gemara, but Metzia Kupta as well. Where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda will be Doresh Taima Dekra as long as the Tam is obvious? So this is a Ha'ara of the Shita Mekubetzes of Metzia Daf Tzadi in the name of the Tosfos Arash. Because there the Gemara questions as follows. You know, there's an Isser of Chasima, Lo Sach Som Shor B'disha. I'm not allowed to have this animal plow on my behalf. And I'll muzzle the animal, that the animal is not allowed free rein to graze, right, as it's plowing for me. The Torah insists that you have to allow the animal to go ahead and to eat and to graze as it's working. The Ravid writes that that's the makar of Tzar Balei Chaim. This is Rav Osach Sam Shor B'disha. The Gemara writes, Lav Metzia Daf Lamed Aleph, Tzar Balei Chaim is Daraisa. The Ravid writes, this is Chasima, Losach Sam Shor B'disha. Losach Sam Shor B'disha. What about the following case? What about, as the Gemara writes, Haisa Ocheles Umasrezes? That's the Gemara of Metzia Daf Tzadi. Haisa Ocheles Umasrezes. You know what? The animal is plowing, pulling the plow. I know that this crop is detrimental to the animal. The animal is going to eat, the animal is going to get sick. The animal is going to eat, the animal is going to die. So, you're not allowed to muzzle, let the animal eat and die. Is that true? Is that really true? The Gemara writes, certainly no, certainly no. The Gemara says, Haiso cheles umasrezes. So what do you mean? Muzzling the animal is protecting the animal. That is to the betterment of the animal. That's not to the detriment of the animal. It's the betterment of the animal. The normal condition is to allow the animal to go ahead and to graze. Right here, you're going to say, mitzvah? No mitzvah. And therefore, in the case of Haiso Chelos Umasrezes, you can allow the animal to plow, and you muzzle the animal. The Pasuk says, Losach Som Shor B'disha. So that's the Chiddush that Tosfos Arash writes in Shita Mekubetzes. Because, what do you mean? Isn't the Tam of Chasima obvious? Isn't it obvious? Don't muzzle an animal because it's unfair. It's a form of a Tzar Balei Chaim. And if the Tzar Balei Chaim will pitch in another direction, that it's beneficial to the animal to be muzzled, well, of course, it's a chiyuv to muzzle the animal. The Tzar Balei Chaim will be the opposite, that the animal sit and eat and suffer. It's not more foolish b'kra, but it's obvious, it's obvious. So that's a fascinating chiddush. And that is that everyone would get darshin in time of dekra, if it's explicit, the time is obvious, but it doesn't have to be explicit. Right? If it's something which is obvious to us, that's sufficient. And therefore, if the Ran writes, why is it that the Torah singles out an Yisra Bayram by Matze here? When normally when it comes to Yisri Hana, there is no such Yisra Bayram Matze. Isn't it obvious that it's because of the concern of Shem Yavdei Achila, because Lo Bedili Nishnei, a person is accustomed to, and therefore, right, everyone would agree, Darshin and Taim Dekra, in that sense. So this is a pretty critical machlokis as to what is the relationship of Bayram by Matze and the case of Achila. If you look in Achi Ezer is found in Chele Gimel, in Simin Hey, in Osio Salach and Beis, there Reb Chaim Ozer writes that this is Machlokas Rambam in Ravid with a further Rambam Neshitasa. So far we had the Rambam Teruvos Chametz, and we had a Diuk in the Rambam, a Diuk, Afal Pish Lo Achlo. And now, for example, the following. The Ran is bothered. The Ran is found on Daf Yud Gimel Beis and Dafi Hariv. You have Chametz, which is Nifsa Miachilas Adam. Is there an Isra by Ram by Matzah? Is there an Isra by Ram by Matzah? Chametz, which is Nifsa Miachilas Adam. The Ram writes, why should that be true? If you have Nevela, which is Nifsa Miachilas Adam, that's what we call Einarui Lager. No? So there's no Isra Darais of Nevela. If the Nevela is Nifsa, it's not Royal Achila. Is there an Isra by Ram by Matzah when the Chametz is Nifsa Miachilas Adam? So the Ran writes, and this is the Rambam Shita as well, only if Yochal Lechamea Isos Acheros. Only if, you're right, it's not something you would eat, but it has the potential to cause chimutz, then yes. Where does this come from? Because, you know, there's not only an Isra of Chomis, there's an Isra of Sa'or. No? Sa'or. What exactly is Sa'or? The Gemara writes explicitly, Beitz and Davzainu Abeis, Sa'or is something which is Yochal Lechamea Iso Sacheros. Sa'or is not really something that you would eat, that type of sourdough, that like yeast paste. It's not something you're going to eat, but it can cause chimutz. It's chimutz okosh, it causes chimutz. So there's an isser even regarding that which would cause chimutz, even if technically speaking it's not something which is normally eaten. So the Ran writes, and this is the Rambam Shita as well, that the same thing is true when it comes to chametz, which is nifsam achilas adam, as long as it's yachol lechamea iso sacheros, he will violate bal yirah and bal yimatz. And the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says, that's not true. If you have chametz, which is just nifsam achilas adam, as long as it's not nifsam achilas kelev, you violate bal yirah and bal yimatz. Even if it's eino yachol lechamea iso sacheros. So in a word, the Ravid writes that if you have chametz, which is nifsam achilas adam, you violate bal yirah and bal yimatz. According to the Rambam in the Ram, that's very limited. You will only violate bar mamatze if it's yachol lechamea iso sacheros. But if the chametz is nifsam achilas adam, you would not violate bar mamatze. So a fascinating machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid, if the chametz is nifsam achilas adam, do we automatically assume there's an isser of bar mamatze? Why should you assume there's no isser? Because after all, when it comes to isurei achila, if it's nifsam achila, there's no isser. But the question is that relevant to bal yirah and bal yimatz? You're right. It's relevant to isuri achila. But why is it relevant to bal yirah and bal yimatz? So Reb Chaim Ozer writes, yeah, that's exactly the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid assumes that the kasha of the Ran does not begin. The Ravid shita is that you violate bal yirah and bal yimatz even in cases where the chametz is nifsal. So what's the kasha of the Ran? What do you mean that it's ain't a real agair, and under such circumstance there would be no iser achila? You're right. There's no iser achila, but there's an iser abayir abayir matzeh. Since when would the iser abayir matzeh be dependent on the iser achila? So what exactly is the kasha? How can you violate abayir abayir matzeh? It's not something that is royal achila sadam. Where do you see that something must be Reil Achila Sodom, divided by Rabbi Matzeh? And what would the Rambam counter? Rav Chaim Ozer, right? What do you mean? The whole basis of the Isser of Bai Rabbi Matzeh is Shemayav Lidei Achila. And if you have something which is Nifsame Achila, how can there be an Isser of Bai Rabbi Matzeh? And the answer is because it still has, at times, the potential of chamei sosacheros. But if not for that, you wouldn't violate the Isser. So Reb Chaim also writes, Machlokas and Rambam and Ravid is whether Bai Rabbi Matzeh is independent of, or whether it's an extension of the Isser Achila. And the Rambam Shita is dependent on this Rachila. Yeah, that's Lashitasi in the Rambam of Dalet Ches of Teruvos Chametz. That's Lashitasi in the Rambam of Aleph Beis of Afal Pishlo Achla. That's the Rambam Shita of the relationship between these two Isuri. Right? What might be either the obvious Tam, or according to the Barvinella, according to some Sofer of Nasanada, the Tam which is Mefurish Bakra, because the Hemshech HaKra, Ki Kol Chamach Metzes, is the Nesinas Tam for the Isra of Bal Yimatz. And according to the Ravid Shita, an independent Isser, and therefore, of course, there's an Isra of Bal Yirah Yimatz, as long as the chametz is still Ra'il Achilas Kelev. You can't possess chametz. It is still called chametz as long as it is Eino Nifsam Achilas Kelev. Whether you would eat such a thing or not is not really relevant to the Isra of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatz. This issue, the relationship between Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatz and the case of Achila, is also relevant. That very daf, Beitza daf Zayin or Beis, Machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The opening Mishnah Maseches Beitza says Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding the shear of chametz. Is the shear of chametz a kazayis, Or is the shear of chametz a larger shear? Is it a koseves? Beis Hillel maintains the shear is a kazayis, a smaller shear. And Beis Shammai maintains the shear of chametz is a larger shear, it is a koseves. Good. That's the opening Mishnah Maseches Beitzah. The Gemara now, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, what exactly are they arguing about? But what is the iser of achilas chametz? Yeah, that's Beis Shammai Shita. Achila is aser b'koseves. Not true. Achila is always a kazayis. Whenever the Torah uses the term achila, achila always means kazayis. So the achilas chametz, that certainly is b'kazayis. How can anybody disagree? The Gemara answers, you're right. Regarding achila shir z'kazayis. Machlokes Beisila Beishamay is regarding Vayiram Bayimatzai. What is the shear of Vayiram Bayimatzai? So Beishamay maintains that the shear of Achila Kares is Kazayis, but the shear of Vayiram Bayimatzai is a larger one of Ekosevis. Larger one. In other words, according to the view of Beishamay, a kazayis of chametz if eaten, there's an iser kares, but there's no iser of bayiram by matzei. One thing is clear, according to Beis Shammai, bayiram by matzei is not driven by the iser achila. A kazayis of chametz, iser kares daraisa, and there's no iser of bayiram by matzei. The shear is a larger one. What about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel disagrees. And Beis Hillel says the shear of Bayiram Bayimatzai is the same as the shear of Achila. Why is that true? Is that a drasha? Is that a posuk? Why? Very unclear. The Gemara just writes in Beis Adav Zayin Mabeis, Yalfinan Bior Me'achila. What exactly is that? A hekish? Is that a drasha? A posuk indicates that that's true? Is that a svara pshuta? One could suggest, according to the Rambam, according to the Ran, Hihanosenes, if what is driving the Isra Bayiram Bayimatzai is a siyag ato achila, how could it be that the shir of achila is a kazayis and the shir of Bayiram Bayimatzai is not a kazayis, it's a larger shir? You're allowed to possess that which if you eat your chayav kares when the whole purpose of Bayiram Bayimatzai is to avoid achila. How can that be? Perhaps Yalfinan Birma Achila is not a Gzeres HaKosev. It's not a Yalfusa. But rather the very essence, the very nature of Bayiram Bayimatzai, necessarily the shir must be the same. According to Beis Shammai, it's an independent issur. What we suggested is the Raivet Shita, L'chor that's Mefurish in Beis Shammai. The question is, now what is Beis Hillel Shita who disagrees? The Raivet maintained what is true according to Beis Shammai is true according to Beis Hillel as well. They can disagree about the technical shear, but they don't necessarily agree about the principle as to whether Bayiram Bayimatzai is related or unrelated to this or Achila. And perhaps according to the Rambam and the Ran, that in fact is not true. You know, this relationship perhaps is relevant for another aspect of this machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue about what is the shear of Bayiram Bayimatzai? What is the shear of Bayiram Bayimatzai? So if I would ask you the following, if you have a machlokes as to whether it is shear A or shear B, what's the difference? What's the difference? Well, you'll tell me, difference? What do you mean? If a person were to go ahead and consume a shear, then he'd be chayiv. He's chayiv. Chayiv what? Chayiv what? Chayiv malchus. Is there malchus for Bayiram Bayimatzai? So there are two very good reasons that there shouldn't be malchus for Bayiram Bayimatzai. The Gemara later on Daf Sarihei, right, what we have in the Gemara in parentheses is Bayiram Bayimatzai is a lapanitek lesei. So there's no malchus in Bayiram Bayimatzai. And if you look at the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a Tosefta, but that's the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gemara, that Bayiram Bayimatzai is Lav Shein Bamaisa. Right, the Rambam only quotes Shein Bamaisa and doesn't quote Lav Nitek Lasei, but there are two very good reasons why there shouldn't be Malkus for Bayiram Bayimatzai. So, no Malkus for Bayiram Bayimatzai. Rov Rishonim, no Malkus for Bayiram Bayimatzai. That's the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha, Simen Pei Aleph. There's no Malkus for Balyam by Matzeh, but there's a Machlokus based on the Beishamah. What is the Shir? What is the Shir? There's no Onish. There's no Malkus. So you'll tell me, forget about Malkus, but what is the threshold of Isser? When do you violate this for Balyam by Matzeh? Wait a second. Shagas Aryeh asks, don't we assume that Chatzi Shir is an Issa Daraisa? So Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. And Bikish Shir, there's no Onish, but there's Machlokus based on the Beishamah. What is the Shir? What exactly is that relevant? You can't even possess the smallest amount of chametz, and even if you possess the large amount of chametz, there's no onesh. But there's machlokes b'yisrael b'shamay. What is the shir? What is the shir as far as iser, as far as onesh? What is machlokes b'yisrael b'shamay? Not clear? So Shagas Aryeh writes, right, a great chiddush as a terrace of discussion, that apparently you see that there's no iser chatzi shir when it comes to Balyam by Matzeh. There's no iser of chatzi shir. Even though b'chol haTorah kula chatzi shir is osam in haTorah, not here. So the machlok is based on the Beishamai, if you have possessed a little bit of chametz, do you buy this for Balyam by Matzeh? What happens if you possess a kazayis, but not a koseves? But chatzi shir, no iser of chatzi shir when it comes to Balyam by Matzeh. That's the Shagas Aryeh. Why exactly is that true? Why is that true? Why should there be no iser of chatzi shir when it comes to Balyam by Matzeh? Here one could suggest one possibility. This is what you find in Shagas Aryeh Sim Pei Aleph. You also find in Chacham Tzvi. Maybe chatzi shir is only when it comes to Yisuri Achilo. After all, that's the source of chatzi shir. Kol Chelev, L'Rabos Chatzi Shir. Maybe it only applies to Yisuri Achilo, which could tie into our issue also. Do we consider Balyam by Matzeh to an Isra Achila? Not an Isra Achila, but if it's a Siyagato Achila, maybe whatever is true of Achila will be true of Balyam by Matzeh as well. Or the Shagas Aryeh gives another interesting svara why Chatzi Shir should be limited to Yisuri Achila. You know what that is? Because Achila, by definition, is a tziruf of pachos mikash. That's what achila is. No, you have to eat the kazayis of matzah the seder. How do you eat a kazayis of matzah? You might try, right? As many bnei yeshiva do, right? To swallow the kazayis whole, right? They'll chew, and when the mouth is just packed, then they'll swallow simultaneously. It's pretty hard to do, to swallow a kazayis, right? Literally, bavas achas. How do you eat the kazayis? Eat a kazayis incrementally, no? In other words, ma'isa achila is a tziruf of pachos mikashir. Yeah, so that's what Shagas Aryeh writes. Very mistaber. So what do you mean, chatzi shir is irrelevant? Chatzi shir is not irrelevant. That's what achila is. A chatzi shir that culminates in a full shir. So even if it doesn't culminate in a full shir, but there is a chalos, meaning to achila pachos mikashir. But when you have something that normally is done bikashir, on Shabbos, you cook a kazayis, cook a kosevis of ochel. How do you know there's an Isser Bishl on Bishl less than a kosevis? Maybe not. Because the normal derech is to do so in a larger amount as opposed to a smaller amount. That's the svara that Shagas Aryeh writes. So Shagas Aryeh writes this chiddush, there's no Isser Chatzi Shir when it comes to Balyam by Matzeh. I'm just saying chiddush. If you look in Chiddush Rabbeinu David, Psachim Davav, it's already a suffix in Chiddush Rabbeinu David. And if you look in the Maram Chalava, here in this parak, and Daf Mem Hei, Maram Chalava is Mufurish, that there is an Isser Chatzi Shir when it comes to Balyam by Matzeh. It's already the Rishonim raise this issue. Is there an Isser Chatzi Shir when it comes to Balyam by Matzeh? Why might one argue that there is no Isser Chatzi Shir when it comes to Balyam by Matzeh? Let's assume a Shagas Aryeh, there's no Isser. So one possibility is only Isser Achila. But again, not so clear whether this is considered like an extension of an Isser Achila. Or again, maybe it's because, again, only when it comes to Isser Achila, because Achila by definition is incremental. There's another interesting possibility. This is mentioned in the Prima Gadin. in the Psicha of the Prima Gana, he mentions the following. You know that piece I mentioned earlier, Rav Yosef Engel, that called Tov Simen Ches? Rav Yosef Engel writes, there's such a thing as a Siyog Daraisa. A Siyog Daraisa. Right? The Torah says that Bayram Bay Matzi is Aser, the Ran says a Siyog Atuachim. The Torah writes, those Siklu of the Galo Servasa, there's Harchokos to Arayos. Maybe a Siyog Daraisa. That's what Avos Rabbi Nassan writes. A Siyog Daraisa. Many such cases. What's another example of a Siyog Daraisa? Possibly. So the Prima Gadim writes, and Yosef Engel assumes this is also true, Chatzi Shir. Maybe Chatzi Shir is a Siyog Daraisa. Why is Chatzi Shir also? Well, when the Gemara asks that question, why is it that Chatzi Shir is forbidden? The Gemara writes, in that very sugya of Chatzi Shir, Yumadaf Ayin Dalman Aleph, the Gemara says, Kevan de Chazit Yitzterufe Yisura Kochim. Chazit Yitzterufe. You know why Chatzi Shir is Aser? Because, well, if you join this with a little more, you know, lo and behold, you're going to eat a Kashir. Chazit Yitzterufe. What does that exactly mean, Chazit Yitzterufe? So many assume that the Prima Gadim writes, and the Psicha de Chos Pesach, and that's Rabbi Yosef Engel, HaKatov Simen Ches, that's Rabbi Kvega writes in the Tshuvas, the Node Biuda, that it's a Siyog Daraisa. Chatzi Shir is a Siyog Daraisa. Shemo Yavli De Achila. Rabbi Kvega goes as far as to argue, if there would not be a possibility of Chazis Darufi, there's no Isra Chatzi Shir. Let's assume at the very end of the day, Pesach is over in a minute. Right? There's no possibility that you can eat a full amount of. Let's assume, for example, Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavav. I make a shvua that I will not eat a kazayis of this loaf of bread. You know what I do? I go ahead and I destroy the loaf of bread, and all that remains is pachos mikashir. All that remains is pachos mikashir. Rabbi Kvega writes, there's no isra chatzi shir. What do you mean, chazis terufe? Impossible. There's nothing left. All that's left of the chatichid yisur is pachos mikashir. If you could isolate, there wouldn't be such an isra. The whole reason chatzi shir is asr is because of shemiyavah. Shemiyavah lidei achila bekashir. So the Prima Gadim writes an interesting chiddush. A nazir can't drink wine, that's clear, right? A nazir can't even take a sip of wine, chatzi shir. What about the sediment of the grape, mishras anavi? So that's what the Prima Gadim and Rav Yosef Engel write. If you have why can't a nazir have mishras anavi? What's wrong with having a little bit of the sediment of the grape? So the Prima Gadim of Yosef Engel writes, based this on what the Medrash writes, that Mishras Anavim is a Siyag Atu Yayin. We don't want the Nazir to get drunk. So the Torah said, don't even have any part of the grape, even that which is not intoxicating at all, as a Siyag Atu Shtias Yayin. So the Prima Gadim writes, an interesting Chiddush, you know, we know, the Gemara tells us so often, that the Chachamim can make a gzeira the Rabbanon, but not a gzeira the gzeira. You cannot have a gzeira the gzeira. We usually think that's true when it comes to dinim the Rabbanon. But I'll ask you the following issue. On a level of daraisa, can you have a siyog the siyog? There's a concept daraisa of a siyog. Can you have a siyog le siyog? A siyog le siyog. That's the chiddush of the Prima Gadim, the chiddush of Yosef Engel, that the fact that you cannot have a gzeler gzeler is mamish kein daraisa. There are certain places that the Torah creates its own siyag, but you cannot have a siyag l'siyag. Two steps removed from siyag daraisa, yes, a siyag l'siyag, absolutely not. And the Prima Gadim writes, he thinks this is one of the applications. A chatzi shir regarding Bayram Bay Matzah. That's his chiddush. A chatzi shir of Bayram Bay Matzah. Bayram Bay Matzah, the Ran writes, is a siyag atu achila. And a chatzi shir is only a siyag daraisa atu a shir. A chatzi shir of Bayram by Matzah, mamish, a siyag le siyag. a gzera daraisa to a gzera daraisa that the Prima Gadim writes you cannot have. Interesting chiddush. And that is why there can be machlokes between beisila beishamei. What is the shear of Bal Yeram by Matzei? Because there is no isra of chatzi shear. Even though according to Rov Rishonim, because shear there's no onish, so they're not arguing about onshin. They're arguing about the shear for the isra to begin. This whole kasha that Shagasari discusses is not a kasha according to the Rambam, because as you know, the Rambam for some reason ignores the reason of lav nita klasei. The Rambam only writes that the reason there's no malchus for Bal Yeram HaMatzei is because it's in bo maisa. And the Rambam writes a further chiddush, the theme for a separate shir, is that is when you actively violate a lav she'ein bo maisa, there is malchus. So the Rambam writes, if you sit back and don't read your house of chametz, then there's no malchus. But the Rambam writes, if you're kona chametz a pesach, or you bake challah, you cause chimutz, there is malchus. According to the Rambam, the question doesn't begin. The machlokas beisila beishamai is what is the shear for malchus, because there is malchus for Bal Yeram by Matzei. But according to Rov Rishonim, where that is not the case, there's no malchus. What is the machlokas? That's the chiddush of Shagasari. The machlokas is the threshold of iser, and maybe that implies that there's no iser when it comes to chatzi shear of Bal Yeram and Bal Yeram Matzei. It's an interesting possibility. Mentioned in the past, this also requires somewhat of a separate shear, that's also assuming that chatzi shear of chametz is like chatzi shear b'chol haTorah kulo. And maybe one could question that point as well, because how do you know that chatzi shear is asr b'chol haTorah kulo? The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shear is asr. How do you know that chatzi shear is asr when it comes to chametz? There the Rambam writes a gzeres hakasa. The Rambam writes a posod v'lo ye'achel chametz. Interestingly, that the Rambam seems to indicate that even if chatzi shir is asr b'chol haTorah kulo, there's a separate isra of chatzi shir when it comes to chametz. Separate isra of chatzi shir. In other words, that maybe even if chatzi shir generally is only like a sister siyag of Shem Yavo, but the Rambam writes, why is chatzi shir asr on Pesach? Apostle, no, below ye'achel chametz. In which case, one perhaps could argue against that view of Prima Gadim, that even if B'chol haTorah kulo, you're right, Chatzi Shir is only an Isser Siyag, maybe not when it comes to Chametz, because the Rambam writes there's a separate Pasuk. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Chametz HaMatzah that forbids a Chatzi Shir, right, at least as far as Achila is concerned. So maybe that would be a basis to disagree with this Teretz as well, that maybe this is not a Siyag L'Siyag, in the sense, because here, right, this Rav Chatzi Shir, when it comes to least this Rav Achilas Chametz, is an actual Gufo Shalissim. The Rambam writes in Hilchashuas, the Rambam writes in Perek Hey Halacha Zayin, that you can make a Shvua that you will eat or you won't eat a Chatzi Shir of Nevela. But since Chatzi Shir is like just a weak Isser, it's only an Isser Siyag, that's not called Nishbel HaKayim and Nishbel HaVatel HaSametzah. Achidush, the Rambam, Perakei Halacha Zayin V'Choshuas. I once suggested that maybe that Rambam would not apply to a Chatzi Shir of Chametz. If a person makes a Shvua that he will or will not eat a Chatzi Shir of Chametz, because that's not just simply Isser because of the Siyag of Chatzi Shir, Chazi Tarufe. That's also because the Rambam's pasuk of Velo Ye'achel Chametz. That's considered to be an absolute sin. And as such, maybe the Rambam would acknowledge that such a shua is not considered to be chal. That's like making a shua against something which is explicitly forbidden min haTorah. These are various possibilities in Chatzi Shir in general, and especially Chatzi Shir when it comes to Isra Chametz of Pesach. But in a word, a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and Rav Elazar Achiezer points out, to what extent is there independence to this Isra Bal Yeram by Matzei? To what extent do we assume it's a siyag which is Ato Achila? With many different applications in the halacha, most prominently, what is this Isra Bal Yeram HaMatzei when it comes to cases of Teruvos Chametz? And there is mentioned the several possibilities in the Rishonim, either yes or no, or it depends on the proportion. If it's a Kazayis Tokri Achilas Pras, then yes, the Chiddush of Magid Mishnah. If not, no possibility of such an Isra Achila, then how can you have the Isra Siyag of Bal Yeram HaMatzei?